Madhyalila, Chapter 25. Glory, glory to Lord Chaitanya, the master of all the worlds. Glory to Lord Chaitanya, the supreme king of the Brahmins, the Vedas, the true religion, and the sannyasis. Glory to Lord Chaitanya, who is an ocean of mercy, and who is the jewel that came from Sachi's womb. Glory to Lord Chaitanya. Glory, glory to Lord Nityananda. Glory, glory to Lord Chaitanya and his devotees. Anyone who hears these topics of Lord Chaitanya will attain pure devotional service. The stories in this Madhyakanda are a great treasure house of the nectar of pure devotional service. Lord Chaitanya, who is the life of all, enjoyed pastimes in Navadvip. Lord Chaitanya performed Hari Sankirtan without stop. At every moment he revealed his powers and opulences. Overwhelmed by chanting his own holy name, Lord Chaitanya danced, roaring. He loudly laughed. Always wild by tasting the nectar of ecstatic love, he rolled on the ground. In this way, the limbs that the demigod Brahma bows down before became covered with dust. The Lord's ecstasy had no end. Filling their eyes, the fortunate devotees gazed at him. When he was in external consciousness, the Lord would sit with his associates. On some days, he would enjoy pastimes in the Ganga's waters. On other days, he would dance and then sit in the courtyard. He and the devotees would then bathe in the house. One day, as Srivas and the other devotees happily performed kirtan, Lord Chaitanya danced in Srivas's house. By divine arrangement, Srivas's son died of a disease, went to the spiritual world, and saw Lord Narayan. Then, as Lord Chaitanya danced in ecstasy, weeping suddenly arose in Srivas's home. Hurrying to the room, Srivas saw that his son was now living in the spiritual world. Srivas, a very grave and learned devotee, instructed the ladies, who were his relatives, "You all know the glories of Lord Krishna. Everyone stop crying. Be peaceful at heart." By once, at the last moment, hearing Lord Krishna's name, even a great sinner goes to Lord Krishna's abode. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is personally dancing here. Brahma and the demigods are his servants. They sing his glories. If someone dies at this moment, why should anyone lament for him? Now my son has attained great auspiciousness. I know that he has attained the goal of life. If you cannot stop these material emotions, then keep your weeping in your hearts. Weep later. No one say anything about this, for then the Lord's joy in dancing will break. If the Lord hears of this and then returns to external consciousness, then today I will drown myself in the Ganga. Because of Srivas's words, everyone became peaceful. Then Srivas returned to the Lord's kirtan. Srivas joyfully sang in the kirtan. Again and again his joy increased. These are the glories of Srivas Pandit. Lord Chaitanya's personal associates possess the greatest virtues. Lord Chaitanya blissfully danced. The devotees stayed around him at every moment. One after the other, the devotees heard that Srivas's son had gone to Vaikuntha. Still, no one revealed that news. Everyone hid the sorrow in his heart. Then Lord Chaitanya, the crest jewel of they who know everything, placed a question before the hearts of all the devotees. The Lord said, "Now my heart is unhappy. What sorrow has entered Srivas Pandit's house?" Srivas Pandit said, "Lord, how can I have a sorrow? Your blissful face is present in my home." Finally, all the great devotees recounted the story of Srivas's son. The Lord respectfully said, "Tell me, for how long?" The Lord heard that it happened 2 hours after sunset. The devotees said, "Afraid that your joy would be broken, Srivas did not reveal it to anyone." The boy went to the spiritual world 7.5 hours ago. Give the order, and we will perform the last rites at once. Hearing all this, the Lord was very surprised at Srivas. The Lord chanted, Govinda, Govinda. The Lord said, How can I give up your company? Speaking these words, the Lord wept. He said, How can I leave the company of a person who, out of love for me, does not even know grief for his own son? Speaking in this way, Lord Chaitanya wept greatly. Hearing these glorious words, everyone became thoughtful in his heart. Among themselves, the devotees discussed the meaning of the Lord's words. Everyone was bewildered. No one understood. The meaning was that in the future, Lord Chaitanya would leave household life and accept sannyas. At that time, everyone would sigh and loudly weep. Seeing that the Lord had become peaceful, the devotees went to the boy to perform the last rites. Lord Chaitanya said to the dead boy, Why did you leave Srivas's house? The boy replied, Lord, you control my destiny. Who has the power to act against your will? Hearing the dead boy reply in this way to the Lord's question, all the devotees became filled with wonder. The boy said, I have already experienced the days that were allotted for this body. That allotment is now ended. I cannot stop that end. Now I must go to the city of another body. I have no power to stop the destiny of this body. Please be merciful that I may not forget you. Who is anyone's father, O Lord? Who is anyone's son? Everyone experiences the results of his own karma. My auspicious days of staying in Srivas's home are now in the past. Now I will do something else. Now I will go to another's home. I bow down and offer respects to the feet of you and your associates. Please do not take my offenses seriously. Now please give me permission to depart. After speaking these words, the boy's body became silent. In this way, Lord Chaitanya manifested wonderful pastimes. Hearing these wonderful words from the mouth of a dead boy, all the devotees floated in an ocean of bliss. The grief Srivas's relatives felt for the boy was now gone. Everyone became wild with the bliss of ecstatic love for Lord Krishna. Overcome with love for Lord Krishna, Srivas's relatives grasped Lord Chaitanya's feet, wept, and said, Birth after birth, you are our father, mother, son, and master. We pray that we may never forget your feet. Lord, if we always have devotion to your feet, why should we not take birth in any form of life? In this way, their voices choked with emotion, the four brothers prayed. Around them in the four directions, the devotees loudly wept. Weeping and ecstatic love for Lord Krishna arose in the four directions. Srivas's home became filled with ecstatic love for Lord Krishna. Lord Chaitanya said, Listen, listen, Srivas Pandit. You know all about the ways of this world. How can the sufferings of this world trouble you? Anyone who even sees you will never be troubled by this world. Because Nityananda and I are your two sons, you will never know suffering. Hearing these merciful words from the Lord's graceful mouth, the devotees in the four directions made a great sound of jai. Performing kirtan and accompanied by all the devotees, Lord Chaitanya took the dead boy to the Ganga's shore. After performing the proper rituals, everyone bathed in the Ganga. Chanting Krishna, they all returned to their homes. The Lord and the devotees returned to their homes. Srivas's family was overwhelmed. Anyone who hears this confidential story will attain a great wealth of ecstatic love for Lord Krishna. That is inevitable. I offer my respectful obeisances to the feet of Srivas, whose two sons were Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. All these wonders happened in Navadvip. The devotees believe them, but the non-devotees do not. Thus is related in the Madhyakanda the story of how a dead boy explained the spiritual truth. In this way, in Navadvip, Lord Chaitanya always enjoyed pastimes of Sankirtan. Lord Chaitanya had no love for household life. He could not even perform a householder's worship of Lord Vishnu's deity. How could he perform a householder's other duties? When he would bathe and then sit down to worship Lord Vishnu's deity, Lord Chaitanya's limbs and clothing were soon drenched with tears of love. Lord Chaitanya would then go outside, remove his clothes, put on new clothes, and then return to worship Lord Vishnu. But again his clothes became drenched with tears of bliss and love. Again he went outside and washed his body. In this way, Lord Chaitanya changed his clothes again and again. Because he was overwhelmed with ecstatic love, he had not even a single sesame seed's worth of power to worship Lord Vishnu's deity. Finally, he said to Gadadhar, "You please worship this deity of Lord Vishnu. I am not fortunate enough to worship him." In this way, in Navadvip, day and night, the king of Vaikuntha enjoyed pastimes of tasting the nectar of pure devotional service. Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Nityananda Prabhu are my life and soul. I, Vrindavan Das, offer this humble song at their lotus feet.